Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be rebroadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by searching iTunes for Radio Le Mans or visiting radiolemans.com. Porsche GT3 Cup Challenge USA by Yokohama on IMSA Radio.
Beautiful, beautiful Georgia Day. Hello, everybody, and welcome along, whether you're watching and listening via IMSA Radio, IMSA TV, or on 98.1 around the circuit. Good to know that we have your company this morning for what is the second of our Challenge Series races on what we're calling Super Saturday. Jeremy Shaw and John Hindorf in the Haggerty Global Broadcast booth. We are at Road Atlanta, Braselton, Georgia, or just outside Braselton, Georgia. It's a 2.5 mile natural terrain road circuit in beautiful green parkland settings with 12 corners. That has a little bit of everything, really. Long, fast back straight, downhill into turn 10, then the extremely challenging downhill into 12, and then the uphill, which really fortune favours the brave there into turn 1. Then it's a bit of follow my leader down through the S's. Turn 5 will catch out the unwary. Turn 6 and 7 forming, if you like, a little bit of an open hairpin. That gets the cars back onto that back straight area where the speeds will top out at well over 155 miles an hour. Jeremy Shaw is with me, and this is a season that is starting to heat up very nicely, Jeremy, and a couple of races this weekend that could well have championship implications.
Yes, good morning, John. Perfect conditions here. Great to see some fans here as well this weekend. Yeah, and the championship is finally poised. The top three contenders separated by single figures coming into this fifth round of the championship.
Waiting for the flat six engines to fire up. And whilst I know we're on the PA and 98.1 FM, here at Road Atlanta, a couple of people I want to say hello to. Thanks to Dave Miller, the irreplaceable Dave Miller, who makes sure that we can talk to you at the circuit and on 98.1 FM. Three friends of ours who've been long-time and very important people around the IMSA paddock, from the old safety teams, Mike Roberts, Pat O'Neill, and Sebring Steve Hensley as well, who are out at turn 5, or at least they were yesterday, as the cars are now rolling. And last but by no means least, hello this morning to Ron Parker, who's been with IMSA and its various guys for a very long time. And I've got a feeling Ron was there at my first trip to Road Atlanta back in October 1998. And this is going to be his last IMSA race weekend. Ron, we'll miss you. Thank you for all the hard work down through the years. Well, the safety car is rolling. Jeremy Shaw has the qualification results. Let's take a look at the grid for the IMSA Porsche GT3 Cup Challenge USA by Yokohama.
Yeah, there'll be 15 cars on the grid. Starting at, we've got two categories of cars. We've got 11 platinum cars and 4 gold cup cars. The back of the grid in 15th position, car number 48, is David Brule Sr. Row 7 on the grid, Danny Hardy in car number 69 and Richard Edge in car number 18. Row 6 is Bart Collins in car number 22 and Kurt Swearingen, the championship points leader in the gold cup, in 11th position. On row 5, Joseph Lombardo in car number 92. And the Gold Cup pole sitter, car number 65, is Efren Castro for TPC Racing. Row 4 of the grid, Kenny Murillo in car number 56, and Charlie Luck the 4th in car number 45. Row 3, Michael Manella, his best qualifying performance to date in car number 4, alongside Sebastian Carrazzo in car number 27. Row 2 of the grid, Alan Metney, outstanding win last time out at VAR in car number 99. He is the top Masters contender, also won overall at VAR, brilliant performance, alongside Sean McAllister, an excellent qualifying effort for the Californian in car number 11. Onto the front row of the grid, as the championship points leader for Kelly Moss Road and Racing, car number 16 is Jeff Kingsley. But on the pole position for the second year in a row, he scored his first pole and his first win here 1 year ago for the Moore Speed team in car number 53. That's a youngster from Texas, is Riley Dickinson.
At IMSA Radio, if you want to get in touch with us, Jeremy Shaw and John Hindorf in the Hagerty Global broadcast booth. And 45 minutes, three quarters of an hour on the clock is Riley Dickinson in the Moore Speed car. Two drivers right, so on the inside through the final corner. A little bit of bumping there with Jeff Kingsley for Kelly Moss Road and Race. The green flag is in the air. We are racing. Beautiful, tight formation start as they head down towards turn one for the first time of asking. And Dickinson for Moore Speed leads it. Kingsley just beaten to the inside by Sean McAllister in the JDX Racing red, white and gold car. That's the Shell sponsored car. So McAllister already making up a position. Alan Metney, Kelly Moss, AM Motorsports, the number 99 car, sitting in fourth place. That's the mostly white car after a fabulous weekend at VIR, where as a Masters class runner he took the overall victory. And I must say hello to Craig Dearson, who I have to say I missed in my looking back through the results. Craig Dearson, as a master, took an overall victory at Road America a few years ago, but it was a while ago, and in my defence, I'm getting old and senile. Great start from Riley Dickinson for Moore Speed then. JDX, Kelly Moss, Kelly Moss, Kelly Moss, with Sebastian Carrazzo, the highlighter yellow car with the pink stripe on behind him, the green and red car is Charlie Luck, the fourth for Wright Motorsports. That's your top six. 3 seconds between them as they come round to the end of the first lap. Lovely, lovely formation start, Jeremy, and a great start from pole position from Riley Dickinson.
Yeah, and I'll share the blame for that, Craig Dearson missed, because I looked through my notes during that race last week, and I only went back to 2014. I looked at the early years of the GT3 Cup Challenge, and I went back to 2014. If I'd gone back one more year, which is right there, the next sheet in my book, I'd have seen that it was Craig Dearson. So, yeah, I'm going to share that blame. But it was a great performance by Alan Metney, but a great start there by Riley Dickinson for the second year running. As I say, he scored his first win here 1 year ago. He loves this racetrack, and he's running well out front. But what a great start by the 23-year-old Sean McAllister there from Beverly Hills in California to move up into the second position overall.
Beautiful to hear the flat sixes echoing around the Parkland setting of Road Atlanta down into turn six up the inside. The number 56 is the top racing car going past the MCR Racing number four. So Mike Minella losing a position there. And actually loses quite a lot of ground straight away. And that was a very clean pass indeed. Up in the seventh position then for the Murillo number four. And what's the gap? Couple of seconds now that he's got to make up on Charlie Luck to get on the outskirts of the top six. Down the hill to the amphitheatre. And another nice bit of overtaking. David Brill Sr., Kelly Moss Road and Race. He makes up a position as well and gets into the top dozen, going ahead of the very bright green of Kurt Swearingen for ACI Motorsports. Always a little difficult, Jeremy, I think, to nail the braking going downhill there into that very, very hard stop at the bottom of the back straight.
Well, it really is, and that was a nice pass from David Brill Sr. He started right at the back of the pack in qualifying. Not quite sure why, because he's generally a top 10 runner. So it's a surprise to see him so far back. So no surprise to see him moving up in the early stages of this race. But that was a really, really nice pass on the second place car in the Gold Cup category, which was Kurt Swearingen. And David Brill Sr. now going to try and make some more forward progress as well. But back up the front of the field, Riley Dickinson still leads. He just set the fastest lap of the race on the second time around, last lap. But in second place there is that Shell car for Sean McAllister. He was last year's Hurley Hayward Scholarship winner. And he is showing now the experience he's able to gain 1 year ago, driving again with the JDX Racing team and running in second place and hauling off the current championship leader, Jeff Kingsley, who drove last year for JDX and this year has switched across to the multiple championship winning car for Kelly Moss Road and Race. That's the Racing for Children's car number 16.
Two different types of Porsche GT3 Cup cars in this race. The Platinum cars, generally speaking, at the front of the latest version, although there will be a new version of the GT3 Cup car, because these are 911s, of course they are, and they are type 991s in Porsche speak. There is, of course, a new street car, the new 992, and very spiffy it is indeed, and the new motorsport versions of that body style being worked on at the moment. I've seen some sneaky pictures of the 992 GT3 and GT3 RS road cars. It looks very impressive indeed. All wide body cars, the 992s. But that's a little way away yet, so we're working with the GT3 Type 991 Generation 2, or Gen 2 at the front of the field. They had a few little tucks and tweaks, slight bit of electronic optimization of the engine to give a little more power to the 4-litre flat 6. Also a different package in the cockpit. Here comes Jeff Kingsley down the inside to take second position, and does that beautifully well. No muss, no fuss there. Bit of a nip and tuck as well on the aero of the Gen 2 cars, just bringing them up to date a little bit. Not massive. With Porsche, you never get revolution, even in the road cars, much more of an evolution. So those are the cars at the front of the field, and they will be a little bit quicker. You'll probably only be able to tell the gold class cars, which are the Gen 1 991 GT3 Cup cars, if you stood two different cars together, because it's very difficult to spot them, particularly at speed. But just not quite the same amount of power, a little bit older, and we have got cars in this field that go back to 2014, so really getting very good value for the investment of the car. And in fact, the ACI Motorsport car number 17, Kurt Zweringen, is a 14 vintage car, as is Richard Edge's car, the 18 car, and the other two cars are 16 cars. But still racing competitively as well, and they do have their own championship, so there will be, at the end of the season, at the end of this extraordinary year, there will be two champions crowned, one in the Platinum category and one in the Gold Cup. Riley Dickinson, it is, that leads overall by a second and a half, and he's made good his escape here. Tremendous lap times that he's putting in, and another new fastest lap, Jeremy Shaw, last time around for the leader.
Yeah, just fractionally faster each of the last couple of laps for our race leader, Ryan Dickinson, who goes across the line again now to complete his fifth lap quicker again, 123.97. for Riley Dickinson. It was he who set the lap record here 1 year ago at a 1:23.034. Well, he's going to get close to that. It's not going to need to at this stage. He's already now got a lead of a second and a half over Jeff Kingsley, up into second place with that textbook pass at turn 10.
Inside move there, David Brill Senior with TPC Racing up into turn one. Did he managed to hold on to that position? Yes, he did. Meantime, coming through is that bright green Kurt Zweringen, an ACI Motorsports car. Efren Castro, by the way, for TPC, is leading the gold category in 10th position. And Efren's been doing a pretty decent job of getting into the top 10. I think from memory, Jeremy, and I know you'll have this on your sheet, that there was two top 10 finishes for Efren last time out at VIR at the GT, Michelin GT Challenge weekend, and he's been doing a grand job in that GT3 Gold Cup category for TPC Racing in the number 65.
Yeah, it was actually Kurt Zweringen who won the category, but each of the races at VIR.
Castro won
the opening round, and Efren did finish in second place. He had a bit of a spin at the second race at Road America, round two of the championship, and his, I guess, confidence took a little bit of a beating, but he's back on full swing now. Is that number 65, Efren Castro, originally from Dominican Republic, now from Palisades Park in New Jersey.
Lovely part of the world. Once spent a holiday there. A friend of mine was getting married.
It's New Jersey?
Dominican Republic. But New Jersey's lovely as well. I've been there as well to New Jersey for business, in fairness. 36 minutes still to go. Leading is the 53 of Riley Dickinson. The yellow and black number 65 leads the GT3 gold category. You can tell the gold Cup cars, by the way, if you're trackside or watching, they have bright yellow mirrors and yellow on the shade band as well, whereas the platinum cars, platinum's a bit of a different, difficult colour to represent, so they've got black edges to the shade band, black mirrors and black wing end plates. That's the other place that the category colours are shown. Up spin at turn 7 for the Wright Motorsports number 92 car. Now that's going to be a little bit of a worry for Joseph Lombardo, the Ohio driver. Has he got that tie centred on the curb? No, he hasn't. Ooh, now car in close attendance there. Difficult to see. Can't see any damage on the back of that car, Jeremy, but he might just have been a little bit overambitious with the right-hand pedal.
Could be. Michael Minnello, he was having a dice with Michael Minnello for eighth and ninth positions. Michael had fallen back from sixth at the start. And that's been for Joseph making his debut this season. Did some racing last year, in four races last year, as you say, from Bath, Ohio, driving now for his locally based team, Wright Motorsports.
Yeah, good to have Wright Motorsports with a couple of cars. Kelly Moss with a fleet of Porsches here. ACI with a couple. Top Racing, MCR, JDX and Mospeed making up the field as well. Some very, very well established and extremely well run race teams here. Drivers having the option to buy themselves into a season, or perhaps, as some often do, buy the car and then give it to the team to run. We're at a level here of Porsche racing where bringing a car to the track on the trailer and running it yourself, I'm afraid it's not going to cut it. This is the premier category for Porsche racing in the USA. And the GT3 Cup Challenge USA by Yokohama. Unique, I think, in global Porsche racing in that it doesn't allow the, as a top category in a regional championship, it doesn't allow full pro drivers here, Jeremy. And in fact, down the years, it's been a massively impressive proving ground for young drivers like Riley Dickinson coming through, but also given a super opportunity for non-career thinking drivers, drivers who are doing their motor racing to enjoy it, to have a battle with the next generation of up-and-coming racing drivers.
That's true, but watch this space. I think Matt might say to that, the things might change.
We've all heard the rumours, yes.
Yeah, but it has been a fabulous category, hasn't it? And you're right, now a whole bunch of young drivers. I mean, you know, the top three in this race and four of the top five are all youngsters looking to make a career in the sport. Riley Dickinson, who's just so nice, consistent laps at the front of the field. Now he's stabilised his gap to Jeff Kingsley. Well, he's actually expended a little bit on this last couple of laps by maybe a tenth of a second or so in each lap. And there is that yellow and black car of Efren Castro, who leads in the Gold Cup category in ninth position overall. And right behind him is David Brawl Sr., who started right at the back of the pack. And David in that car number 48 for Kelly Moss Road, and race is continuing to work his way forward.
So coming down to half an hour. Another pass at the bottom of the hill for the number 48. David Brill Sr. goes past the Gold Cup leader. Having a look back though, Efren Castro for TPC going under the bridge and down towards turn 12, the final diving right-hander. It's done and David is through and into ninth position and on the back of the GT3 Platinum field. Now he's got a bit of time to make up 3.5 seconds, but let's see what his lap times are when he gets in a bit of clear air. His next target would be the number 4 car of Michael Minnella, one of the number of Florida residents who are racing in this category. He's the next target for David Brill Sr.
He is, and David, having worked his way from the 15th position up into 9th, his fastest lap though isn't quite as quick as Michael Minnella has set in this race so far, but you know he's going to give it his best shot and see if he can catch up. You can see the deficit there as he heads into turn 8, just ahead of that yellow and black car of Efren Castro that leads in the Gold Cup category. He's got a lead of about 2.5 seconds in Gold Cup over Kurt Swearingen, who's just a couple of laps ago set the fastest lap of the race in Gold Cup. That white and green car, just saw a flash of it as they're heading now downhill towards the braking area for turn 10.
Has to be a favourite circuit for any racing driver, surely. Got to be in your top 3, 4 or 5, I would think. Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta, and the home for many of the last few years of the final couple of races for the Porsches in their championship season. Oh my goodness, we've seen some battles down through the years where a position here gained or indeed lost could have massive championship implications, and in fact has decided who gets the big trophy, normally awarded on the Friday night before Petit Le Mans in the Porsche Hospitality at the top of the hill. And these cars, pretty much a handful as well, very few electronic aids for the drivers, no traction control or ABS for the Platinum or the Gold Cup cars, unless you're a Master. If you're in the Masters class in Platinum, it's not that you can have the ABS, you now must have the ABS. That is a mandated addition to those cars. Quite a lot of these cars, as well as doing sprint duty in the various Porsche Cups around the world, right up into it, and including the Porsche Super Cup, which will be supporting the Formula One this weekend, which is at the Royal Park at Monza in Italy, too far away from Milan. Well, these are exactly the same specs at the front of the field as those cars. But of course, Porsche do an endurance spec for these cars as well. And they're very, very tidy endurance races. Slightly bigger fuel tanks, extra lights and ABS as well available as, if you like, optional extras on your race cars. That's how Porsche have done it down through the years. And many people have tried to emulate Porsche's customer racing. Under half an hour to go now. John Hinehoff and Jeremy Shaw with the action from Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. Alan Metney in fourth position for Kelly Moss AM Motorsports in the white number 99. Sebastian Carrazzo just beginning to get a little bit of a toe, I would think, down the back straight, but not close enough to make the dive down the inside at the bottom of the hill. But these two are having a decent battle. Don't have to be side by side, Jeremy, in training wing mirror paint to be having a decent battle. And these two, I mean, their lap times are absolutely on the money to each other at the moment.
They are indeed. And Sebastian Carrazzo, last year's Gold Cup champion, he's another youngster looking to make a career in this sport. Just 22 years of age now, from Guaynabo in Puerto Rico. And he is all over the back of Alan Metney. He's actually just fallen back a little bit. That's probably about the largest gap between these two cars. Masters contender of Metney has edged away just a little bit during this last time around this 2.5 mile racetrack, but both of these two guys now is kind of settling into their pace. Alan Metney, he'll be a little bit disappointed, I think, having had such a fabulous run last time out at VIR, to be this far back, slipping back from our race leader Riley Dickinson a couple of laps ago. Reset the fastest lap of the race at 1:23.7. His last couple of laps been low 1:24s, and he's edged that gap now to second place out to over 2 seconds. But this is the closest battle on the racetrack right now, with kind of a 99 Alan Metney holding on ahead of Sebastian Carrazzo.
And at the front of the field, haven't seen him for a wee while. 2 seconds is the lead now for Riley Dickinson for more speed. He is controlling things ahead of Jeff Kingsley in the white and green number 16 from Kelly Moss Road and Race, as this battle for fourth and fifth, which is around about 3 seconds behind Sean McAllister, who's in the third and final podium position for the white and white, gold and red JDX racing car. He's just gone through turn one. And Metney then from Carrazzo through turn one now and heading up the hill, keeping a little eye on Kurt Swearingen's times, 1:26.3 last time around. And that gap to the Gold Cup leader, which is the car ahead of him, the 65 black and yellow Porsche from TPC Racing in Efren Castro, now, Jeremy, just under a second, as Riley Dickinson in the early morning sunshine He's really just controlling this from the front. This is a very nicely paced run. But the battle for the Gold Cup beginning to heat up again at turn one, Jeremy.
It is that on the previous laps, Kurtzwieringen reset the fastest lap of the race in Gold Cup. It's this car that leads right now, Efren Castro, in 10th position overall. Kurtzwieringen actually fell back just a little bit on that last lap because Efren Castro, he responded. He turned his best lap of the race, a 126.8. But on previous lap, Kurtzwieringen, he was a full half a second quicker than that. So what Kurtzwieringen doesn't have right now is that consistency that he's going to need if he's going to challenge Efren Castro, who currently leads this race in the Gold Cup cars. They got one win this year for Castro, three wins for Swearingen, and the championship points lead coming into this weekend was 12 points that Swearingen had at the edge over Efren Castro.
What he has got, though, in that bright green, black and white ACI car, ACI Motorsports car, he has got target acquired, Jeremy, and it's amazing how much you can focus when you can see the leader of your class and one of your close championship rivals right in front of you, and it just looks like there's a couple of yards here, a couple of yards there, that Kurt is beginning to just pull back the leader. Castro responds, though, with the fastest time in the gold category, 126.317, 126.683. So, again, we are talking fractions. They might as well be driving around side by side at the moment. They are racing that hard for that Gold Cup lead.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? He's really responded there, Efren Castro, really stepped it up there with that fastest lap, and all of a sudden that gap that had dwindled to just a couple of car lengths to Kurtzwieringen in that car number 17 for ACI Motorsports is now out over a second and a half, and he is now setting his sights on the car ahead of Castro. It's David Brühl Senior, who of course passed him earlier on, but the last few laps the number 65 of Efren Castro has been quicker than David Brühl Senior. David Brühl Senior, by the way, having moved his way from 15th to 9th, is making no inroads now into the car ahead of him, which is Michael Minella in car number 4.
But the traffic ahead of that battle as well at the moment, and just trying to work out who that is. It isn't David Brühl Senior, is it? I thought David was a little bit further up the road. Is that David Brühl's car, the 48, Jeremy, that's just ahead of this battle? Right, okay.
Yeah, he had it edged away a little bit, but this battle for Gold Cup has kind of brought him a little bit closer. But back here to this battle for fourth position, Alain Metney under intense pressure here from Sebastian Carrazza.
At turn number 6, and Sebastian now has gone for the headlamp flash, which, as we all know, has that very, very important effect of giving the horsepower an extra 150, giving the engine an extra 150 horsepower. I'm pretty certain Alan knows that you're there, Sebastian. He's getting a tow down the back straight and closes in, goes to the right-hand side. That's the long way around through the first left-hander. Gets three-quarters of the way alongside through turn 10. But can't make that one stick now. Is it the old over and under? And will he be able to make a move before the final corner? Wow, right underneath the rear wing. Metney and Carrazzo cross the line with barely a 9-11's length between them. And into turn one, who's the last of the late breakers? It's not a heavy braking point there. It's about if you go from 1 to 10 on the brake pedal harshness, it's probably a 4 or a 5. And it's just a little dab, just bringing the car under control and then letting the hill sort you out from there. Now, down through the S's. And Metney looking pretty good up to turn 5, but now Carrazzo closes in again through 5. He's got a decent run. But Metney gets off turn 5 very well.
He does, and as we've seen over the last couple of race weekends, if Alain Metney wants to defend, he's going to defend. He's a very, very difficult guy to get past, and you talked about Sebastian Carrazza looking to the outside into turn 10. Well, he didn't have any choice because Alain Metney, well before the braking area, was defending that inside line to make sure there's absolutely no way for Sebastian Carrazza to sneak past him on the brake, under braking on the inside. But here again, you can see already that Metney has moved that car over to the left-hand side of the racetrack. No way past for Sebastian Carrazzo.
And Jeremy, that opportunity for Carrazzo started coming out of seven when Metney spun up the rear. Yokohama's on the curb, just got a tiny little bit sideways. He controlled it perfectly, but it just meant he didn't get the forward push out of the corner that he is doing so well. He's normally really good on his throttle application, and that's what's keeping him ahead down the longer straights here at Road Atlanta. 20 minutes to go, battle for fourth at the top of the hill at turn two, and for the moment Sebastian Carrazzo just drops back and Metney down through the S's. Charlie looks not that far away in the Wright Motorsports number 45. Well, it's showing us 4 seconds on my screen. I'm not sure that it's quite that at the moment. Oh, a mistake from Carrazzo as he goes wide off the end of the right-hand curb, the exit curb of turn five, and kicks up a bit of red Georgia clear dust there before they head into the bank right-hander at turn six, and then the flat right-hander. In fact, actually, it falls a little off camber from the centre out. Just tells you how hard Carrazzo is trying, Jeremy, when he half a Yokohama off into the dirt. But so many people have done that down through the weekend already that there is a little bit of a hole there, and that just pitched the right hand side of the car into the air. But it's no harm, no foul, but he'll log that one away in the memory bank.
Yeah, he will. It's just his I guess this will be his third time here at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. He raced here a couple of years in the Gold Cup category. Was a dominant force in Gold Cup last season with Sebastian Carrazzo, and he's stepping up to the Platinum Cars now and really doing an even better job. He's just gaining with experience. Take his racing very, very seriously. He was pretty chubby a couple of years ago, but worked super hard on his fitness, and he's now ready to be a professional racer, and he's showing why here today. Here's back to our race leader there, Riley Dickinson. He's coming under a bit of pressure now from Jeff Kingsley. Jeff Kingsley has been has closed right in. It's less than a second now, which is for the first time since Jeff Kingsley moved up into second place, having got past Sean McAllister, who got him up into second right from the start of the race. And there's not too much to choose now between these two at the front of the field. They've got some lapped traffic to deal with. That's number 92 of Joseph Lombardo, who we saw spinning off the track earlier in the race.
Turn seven, Joseph had his little whoopsie, his little drop. Now, leader of the race needs to get through here. Does not want to be held up through the SS next time around. Problem is, down the front straight, they're all a very similar pace, aren't they? But nice job down the inside for Riley Dickinson, and puts that car now between himself and second place, Jeff Kingsley. But Jeff carves his way through. Will have to make it through before the top of the hill, and does so. Gap now half a second, just under half a second between first and second there. 9/10 of a second between Castro and Sweringen for 10th and 11th, but more importantly for the Gold Cup category. I'll keep an eye on that timing screen as the overall and Platinum Club leaders are down towards turn six again now. Just wonder if Joseph Lombardo might be able to try and steer with these guys and learn a bit from their lines. Castro down to the bottom of the hill at the back straight. Turns in, takes a little bit of the left-hand curb, takes much of the right in the middle. It does unsettle the cars just a wee bit. Another personal fastest lap last time around for Sweringen has brought that gap down just a wee bit. Oh, it stretches out again though to a second. I mean, this is magnificent stuff. I know we love wheel-to-wheel, side-by-side, door-handle-to-door-handle racing, and we're not quite getting that at the moment. But make no mistake, all of these guys are on the absolute ragged edge of performance and adhesion from the Yokohama tyres. We've still got 17 minutes to go. Relatively long races these, Jeremy, for regional and national class races. And before coming into Porsche, I've spoken to a few people who said, I've only raced 25 minutes before, doing 45, 50 minutes in a heavy GT car. It's quite a workout. And of course, they're learning how to manage their... Oh, and just as I say that, Efren Castro goes very wide at turn seven and spins up those rear Yokohamas, learning how to manage the tools, the tyres in the car, even as the weight comes down. It's all part of that learning process.
It is, and many of these drivers look to race subsequently in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. where you have, of course, much longer stints. They can do better part of an hour between fueling stops. So, you know, it is a great training category for drivers looking to make a future in the sport, no question about it.
Down to the bottom of the hill again, and still this battle for fourth position is going. Oh, was that a little touch? It was very close indeed, and a bit of sideways movement from the number 53 there of Riley Dickinson in the lead. He's got more traffic ahead of him, and that's Richard Edge in the ACI car. And I think there might have just been a little hello, tippity tappity, I'm here. But lovely control, car control from Riley Dickinson. Got a little bit crossed up, had to steer right even though the car was turning left as the rear broke away at the bottom of the hill at turn 10. He's now got a clear track ahead of him again and immediately pulls out two or three car's lengths from Jeff Kingsley, who's been having a decent run of form as well, Jeremy. And Jeff, in that Kelly Moss Roden race, second would be good, but quite clearly, I think, in the next 15 minutes, he wants to get that first position.
Well, he does. For Riley Dickinson, he's got a 9-point deficit to Kingsley coming into this weekend. So from Dickinson's perspective, he needs to beat Jeff Kingsley if he's going to get on terms in the championship. He's had a couple of mistakes. He's won once this season, Riley Dickinson, to the two wins of Kingsley and one of Alan Metney. But he needs here to respond to the pressure that Jeff Kingsley is putting on his side by side under braking. Wow. Great move.
He's managed to make that work. And I mean, that's not easy, Jeremy. Good respect from both drivers, including from Riley Dickinson. He didn't close the door on the middle part of the corner. But Kingsley's gone through in an audacious manoeuvre. Now, can he make the break? That's the next question for me. And what's he got left in terms of performance? Because he did have to chase Dickinson down and has followed him for a lap or three. But he does seem to have broken away a tiny bit.
Yeah, he is. And clearly, Jeff Kingsley's car is working better on the long runs, it would appear, than Riley Dickinson's more speed entry. But that was a great move there. And, you know, Dickinson had the inside line, but Jeff Kingsley was able to break just that little bit later and take it around the outside. Great move by Jeff Kingsley. Hats off there, I suppose, to Riley Dickinson for not making it more difficult, I would say. I think he should have made it a bit more difficult. If he'd have braked harder and pushed Jeff Kingsley wide in the middle of the corner, he's absolutely had the right to do that. He had the preferred line going into the corner, but no, it was a brilliant move by Jeff Kingsley, the younger Canadian, to move into the lead of this race.
Another fastest lap in gold for Efren Castro. Had to do it because he was being closed down by Kurt Swearingen. That is still only a 3/4 of a second gap between the black and yellow leading car going through turn one now to the top of the hill, and the bright green and white in second. That's the 17 ACI Motorsports car. So Efren versus Kurt as they're going down through the S's. And decent crowd here. Limited numbers being allowed in through the gate. So thank you very much indeed for supporting Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta and the Michelin Endurance Racing Weekend here. Hope you're enjoying this. Great to have see the Bankside with some fans there. Respect those around you, everybody. Keep your social distances. Masks if required. And let's see if we can get our motor racing back to some form of normality in the near future. Now, still that battle for fourth place. Alan Metney and Sebastian Carrazzo through turn five. Past Pat O'Neill and the guys at Rescue 5 there. Thanks to all of our marshals and officials and volunteers as well, without whom we can't go motor racing. Under 12 minutes to go, and Carrazzo tries the wide line again as the 99 white iFly car, Alan Metney, is defending. Now, this is slowing them both down. Charlie Luck not getting closer to them though, so this is the battle, Metney and Carrazzo at the moment, barely 3/10 between them on the back straight, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's that battle has really heated up again, hasn't it, over the last few laps. And now, once again, Alan Metley is having to defend the inside line, and you know, there's no way that I think that Carrazza can break deep enough to take that line away. And again, coming down the hill into turn 12, he's defending that line again.
Well, this is the chance, I think, for Carrazza. If he goes very wide and takes a bit more speed down the front straight, the Kelly Moss white number 99 into turn one from the middle of the road, and he's compromising his speed through the middle of the corner and off it, and this is the opportunity up the hill for Carrazza. Now if he can tough it out there, the next corner is the right hander at turn two, and he might just be able to force his way through, but no, he has to drop back in behind the number 99, battling for fourth position down through the S's towards turn five now, and through it. Now the run off turn five, this is where Metney is very strong indeed, and he does again pull out a car's length or so before the braking area into turn six. It's a good job they haven't got anybody close to them, because their lap times are being compromised here, and they're falling away from the cars in front. The top three then, with now a 13 second gap between Alan Metney here battling for fourth with Carrazza, and Sean McAllister for JDX Racing. He's got 8 seconds between himself and the two leaders. Dickinson in second now has dropped away to 1.8 seconds behind Jeff Kingsley, who made that super manoeuvre at turn 10, which is where the battle for fourth position is right now. Castro and Swearing is now under half a second between the two GT3 Gold Cup leaders. 65 and 17 are pretty much together as well. I'm into turn one for the battle for fourth position. This time Metney not so much on the defensive. I think he gave himself a little bit of a shock last time around, because he was so slow out of turn one up the hill that he had to defend a little more staunchly than I think he wanted to at turn two. Both drivers being very fair, we're not criticising Alan here. He's not doing anything wrong, Jeremy. He's picking his line and sticking to it. It's not as if he's weaving around, making multiple moves. He comes out of the corners and stays to the inside or the middle of the track, forcing Carrazza to try and find his way around him. Carrazza, for his part, not trying to do anything that is at rather low percentage. And I think this is just good racing.
Yeah, I'd prefer to see Metney concentrating more ahead of him rather than behind him, which is clearly what he's been doing.
He's driving in his mirrors, yeah.
He absolutely is. I'm not sure. I mean, if it's a battle for the lead, okay, fine. But for fourth position, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you want to race hard for every position, certainly. But that was a bit more sensible there. He wasn't quite so focused on keeping Carrazza grounded. If you saw there, Carrazza was probably a couple of car lengths behind him, so no need to defend quite so vigorously as he had done the previous few laps. This is certainly a super battle up front. Meanwhile, Jeff Kingsley is extending his lead now. He's continued to turn consistent laps. I think Riley Dickinson had a bit of traffic on his last lap, getting past one of the other cars. But this is a battle we need to be watching also. It is for the Gold Cup category. And Kurt Swearingen, once again, I was right with Efren Castro. This has been a to and fro battle all the way through this race. 26 laps are down, 7.5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and you get the feeling that there could be some quite major changes in both of the categories here, depending on how frustrated the chasing drivers get. Good run from Carrazza again down towards turn number six in the dappled light of mid-morning here at Road Atlanta towards turn seven. They stay in their positions at the front of the field. Kingsley and Dickinson now separated by 2.3 seconds. Metney, Carrazza, 3 tenths. 3 tenths as well for Castro and Swearingen. Just wonder what those guys have got to do. I think Carrazza's quicker, Jeremy, but I'm not sure he's really plotting quite enough here. Needs to find somewhere where he can get a little bit closer and try and get alongside Alan Metney's car. Alan's not making it easy, in fairness, but that's the part of the skill, isn't it? Nobody's going to go after you, Claude.
No, I mean, absolutely right. I mean, you know, I don't think Carrazza could do much more, quite frankly. I mean, it's a fast racetrack here. It's not easy to make passes, particularly when somebody is absolutely bound and determined not to give you any opportunity to make an easy pass, which is the case for Alan Metney here. Just keeping all the doors closed. Really good defensive drive from Metney. As you say, absolutely doing nothing wrong. But for Carrazza, you know, he's only been racing, well, both of these two have only been racing for 3 or 4 years. Metney a little bit longer than Carrazza. He was only 22 years of age. Started a little bit later than some of the kids are around these days. But you know, they've both been very quick studies. They've both learned very, very well. And Alan Metney here is just doing a really, really nice job to make sure there's no opportunity for Carrazza to make that pass.
Bit of traffic ahead of the battle for fourth place, and that might be the opportunity for Carrazza to out-fumble Metney. It's Richard Edge in the blue and white ACI Motorsports Porsche coming down towards turn 10 now, who'll be the first car that they've got to negotiate. And just ahead of him, in fact having just passed him, Joseph Lombardo recovering in the Wright Motorsports Platinum car, and that car will be more difficult to get by if they do catch him in the next 5 minutes. Remember, that was the car that spun at turn 7 early on. Nice driving by Richard Edge. Let's both of those cars through. Meantime, coming out of turn 7 onto the back straight, Sweringen right with Castro again in the battle for the Gold Cup honours. And they've got still got the number 48 of Dibril Senior ahead of them. They've closed about a second or so that gap, but it's not in the way at the moment. Castro just hitting his marks. And interesting, isn't it, Jeremy? Looking at those two battles, the differing ways that the guys at the head of those two battles are dealing with it. Alan Metney very, very visibly defending. Efren Castro just getting as deep into the corners as he can as they go into turn one. And this time he might have to give it up, actually. He's swearing and he's super late on the brakes. No, Castro confident in himself, Jeremy, that he is doing the right thing and taking as much speed through the corners as he can. Interesting contrast. So swearing and is also doing a bit of plotting and scheming through turn 5 again. What are we down to? 3.5 minutes nearly now. Good run out of 5 from Sweringen, but it's a relatively short straight down towards turn 6. Just bottom out at the bottom there, and you're braking slightly on a downhill, and then it actually goes back up the hill again, and you can take a lot more speed through turn 6 than you really think the first time you go through it. Turn 7 is a corner where you always think you've left something on the table until the time that you end up with, if you're lucky, only two wheels on the Georgia clay. We've seen people go a very long way off there if it's misjudged. Now, traffic for Metney through the complex at 10 and 11, and they're now heading down the hill. Sorry, out of 5 there, coming now and into 6, and they've got traffic again ahead of them. And Metney's got to play his cards right here, Jeremy. And once again, it's the Joseph Lombardo car, and that is another platinum car, so that'll be quick in a straight line. Down to the bottom of the hill again. Lombardo stays to driver's right. Here comes Carrazza.
Grass. Saw an opportunity there, trying to dive to the inside, and he realised right at the last minute that Metney wasn't going to give up that position. Good move there by Sebastian Carrazza. He sacrificed himself, if you like, to go over those curves on the inside of the left-hander to make sure he didn't hit Metney. So hats off there to Carrazza. That could very easily have been an accident. And it would have been of Carrazza's making, but he was the one who kind of initiated the potential contact, but made sure there wasn't any. So great drive by him. Joseph Carrazza there holds up Alan Metney. This is going to give Carrazza another opportunity as they head down through the S's.
I did think it was going to be a little more difficult for these guys. They're putting a lap on Joseph, and he will be getting blue flags. Tiny little bit of damage on the left front of the splitter on the 99 car. Didn't manage to get through at turn 10. Now, how does Joseph Lombardo get out of turn seven. That's going to be the chance for Carrazzo, and he knows it, doesn't he? He's right up the tailpipes of Metney as through comes Jeff Kingsley to get the white flag. Yes, he does. And oh, Charlie Lux off. Charlie Lux had a big one all down the right-hand side of the car, and that will bring out the yellows at some part of the track. Was that down through the S's? The lead is still to come there. Full course yellow. Full course yellow is out. We won't be able to scramble the safety car, but that will freeze the field. It's on the run down from five into six, isn't it? So that's going to be it, Jeremy. Charlie Lux overdone it coming out of five and dropped his Yokohamas onto the grass on driver's right and then speared across the track, I think, giving the car a bit of a bang. So Charlie won't finish. And he was running well inside the top six there. So Jeff Kingsley can kick out the clutch just about now with time about to elapse. Confirmed his turn five. Debris on the track. Couldn't get the safety car out, but very quick deployment of the full course yellow with the car stranded over the brow at turn five. No choice there for race control. Very dangerous situation. Well, that outside move then from Jeff Kingsley is going to be the winning move, Jeremy Shaw, as he will take the checkered flag in the first race at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta.
Actually, that's the white flag they've been shown there to the Gold Cup leaders, who are almost a lap behind. Here now is Jeff Kingsley, having backed off. He's the next car on the racetrack and is cruising now toward the checkered flag.
So, full points from the race for Jeff and Kelly Moss Road and Race. Paul Sittler, Riley Dickinson. Good pace early on, middle part of the race. Kingsley definitely had the pace and dragged back to him, went through with what, just under 15 minutes to go from memory. And third, solid but rather lonely third place for Sean McAllister for JTX Racing, ahead of that battle which was race long between Alan Metney and Sebastian Carrazzo for fourth and fifth in the 99 and 27 car. Sixth position for Top Racing. And the number 56, Kenny Murillo, the Apex Capital Corporation car. And in the gold category, Efren Castro doing enough. Shame there wasn't just that one extra lap. Kurt Swearingen fighting his way back to the rear bumper of the number 65. He'll have to make do with second. Castro takes the Gold Cup. Third in gold, by the way, for MCR Racing, the number 22. Actually, we'll finish a lap off because their leaders had already gone through. That's Bart Collins from Florida. There comes the battling pair of Castro and Swearingen. And Jeremy Shaw has done some quick mental arithmetic, and at the end of that first race for the Porsche IMSA Porsche GT3 Cup Challenge USA by Yokohama, can tell us what about the points?
Yeah, in the Gold Cup category, Efren Castro just gets a little bit closer to Kurt Swearingen, just 9 points between them now heading into tomorrow's race. In the overall, that win for Jeff Kingsley extends his lead at the front. 169 points now for Kingsley. Riley Dickinson will move up into second position on 157 ahead of Alan Metney on 155. And Sean McAllister comes home there with a third place finish, a career best for Sean McAllister for JDX Racing. That will move him ahead of Sebastian Carrazzo in the points heading into tomorrow's race.
Yeah, Alan Metney wins the Masters as well, we should say, in that number 99 in fourth position after that race long battle with Sebastian Carrazzo. Perfect weather, morning racing for the Porsches. One or two issues out on the track, and Charlie Lux once again has a bent race car, and that's going to take some work for the Wright Motorsports team to get that car back together and race ready for Sunday. Jeremy Shaw is always race ready. Hopefully he'll kick me, John Hindhoff, into shape. But whatever, we'll be back to bring you round two from the Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta Racing Weekend here on IMSA Radio and IMSA TV.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.